Ethan Yost, I want to hear what you have to say. Before we get that, we're going to hear Karen Benedetto's One.
Yes. Oh.
And then you'll just jump right on in after after One, after more music, after more creativity that we have going on. And I'm looking forward to hearing you. And I'll see you on the other side.
Thank you, Dove. See you later.
Thank you.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome. I am so honored to bring today's message to Unity of New York on this 21st anniversary of 9/11, a day I believe a lot of us here this morning have seared onto our personal and collective memories, an experience so totally unique for each one of us and yet so inclusive for those of us who were actually here in the city on that day. Now, I want to invite you to take a deep breath and just drop your shoulders, because our time together this morning will not be a maudlin reflection. For we have lived a full generation together now and know many young folks who have no personal recollection of that day, only seeing it as history enshrined safely in a magnificent museum with beautiful waterfalls and names being read aloud today and shining in the sun. But we continue to bear witness. And we will focus a while on remembrance as Daily Word inspired us, and the love we forever carry in our hearts for all those who have gone before. But today we will turn away from the shadows and honor our city, our beloved community, and our exceptional resilience. Our hearts and minds and spirits have grown so much in these 21 years together. Some here today may recall another Sunday, September 16th, 2001, when many of us listened to then Senior Minister Paul Tenaglia down at the Subud Center as we searched together for comfort. Paul spoke some profound truth on that Sunday as he shared about the convergence of souls released from this plane in a mighty rush of God's grace. Now, I don't recall if that is really what he preached or not, but that's what I needed to hear and what I choose to remember. Describing not a hell on earth, but an uplifting of courage and peace to the eternal lifeline of a loving and compassionate God of grace. And that image persists with me today. We've learned a lot in our years together. And today I believe we have been especially well prepared to meet the challenges of 2022. As we have moved forward as a city and a profound church community, still armed with courage and conviction to make our world better every day. Now, about a year ago, I encountered a book called Ordinary Heroes, written by retired New York City firefighter Joseph Pfeiffer. Now, his name might ring a bell for you if you have ever seen the documentary 9/11 created by French brothers Jules and Gideon Nudet. The brothers were documenting the training period of a probationary firefighter down at the Duane Street Firehouse. And on September 11, Jules Nudet, then Battalion Chief Pfeiffer, and a small crew were investigating report of a gas leak just a few blocks from the Trade Center when the first plane struck that morning. The filmmaker captured the only known video of that crash and the moment when Joseph Pfeiffer realized he was the most senior fire chief nearest the attack and that he must take charge of the rescue. And as we later learn in the book, Joe Pfeiffer seemed to be the perfect man on the scene. He was destined for a task that no firefighter on earth had ever encountered. 100-story building, 110 stories, an explosion and a fire and thousands in jeopardy in one of the busiest areas in one of the busiest cities in our world. His story of that day is breathtaking as he dispatched arriving fire companies, including his own brother, to start climbing the stairs. As he watched Fire Department Chaplain Michael Judge at prayer in the lobby. It is a riveting unfolding of that day and the years that followed, and I highly recommend it. But what makes Joe Pfeiffer's story so remarkable happened well before 9/11/2001, when Joe Pfeiffer was in seminary studying to be a priest, until a summer gig as a beach lifeguard led him to become a volunteer firefighter and later to test and move into the FDNY and start his long career. But as his career path diverged, his faith and his commitment to God and doing good never drifted. He left the priesthood path, but I believe the strength he drew from his faith helped sustain him through the enormous ordeal of 21 years ago and truly inspired him to do so much more. Now, we don't have to look very far to see Spirit at work in so many lives over the past 21 years. Downtown Manhattan, despite all odds, continues its revitalization, anchored by the amazing Freedom Tower and so much new life and new homes and businesses. Shining champions like comedian Jon Stewart picked up the gauntlet and railed in the halls of government to keep the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund strong and well-funded. And coincidentally, many here at Unity of New York and from all around the world were inspired to seek ordination as interfaith ministers. And over the years, our lives have come together at One Spirit Learning Alliance, and then moved us out into the world to follow our various callings. Now, some might call this coincidence, but from a psychological standpoint, it's really called post-traumatic growth, where many people, after experiencing a trauma, find deeper psychological and spiritual meaning in their lives. Joe Pfeiffer applied his experience to pursue and rectify the reasons why communication systems failed in the critical moments before the towers collapsed. He became the founding director of FDNY's Center for Terrorism and Disaster Preparedness. He helped to lead the Combating Terrorism Center at the Military Center at West Point and served as the director for crisis leadership at Columbia University. His dedication led him to tackle countless other challenges and use his planning and skills before retiring in 2018. Now, how in the world did this guy navigate such a massive trauma, but remain stable and calm and keep moving toward his purpose? And to whatever degree all of us experienced that day, how did we navigate it? Well, I think the answer may be found in a quality we have all demonstrated profoundly, the quality of resilience. Resilience is a quality that allows some people to be knocked down by life and come back at least as strong as before. Rather than letting traumatic events or failure overcome them, highly resilient people find a way to change course, emotionally heal, and continue moving toward their goals. Resilience is the way someone adjusts their behavior to cope. Psychology Today identifies four key factors involved in resilience, and they parallel the unity principles and the spiritual guidance that we share in this community in remarkable similarity. Each and every one of these four factors we can easily link to the powerful tool chest of faculties we have, as noted in Charles Fillmore's 12 Powers. Factor number one, a positive attitude. A positive person acknowledges the reality of living in a challenging world, but looks for the good in life, despite hardship. Now, what powers do we call on to stay positive despite appearances? Well, for me, the power of faith is first and foremost, for I believe that good and God prevail. And faith fuels our confidence in living our highest and best life. My power of strength shores me up to persevere and overcome. Our power of wisdom or discernment reminds us to always focus on our inner knowing that we are always perfectly guided when we look within. Factor number two, optimism. Resilient people continue to hope that things will get better. They don't always expect the worst. Hope for me is propelled by my imagination, where I can creatively envision the best outcome will prevail. Hope is also a powerful seedling of our life power, our activator that energizes us to get out of bed every morning and be about God's business. Factor number three, our ability to regulate emotions. Resilience involves a capacity to take ownership of our feelings and control them ourselves. A resilient person takes personal responsibility for his or her emotions and actions. Now, that sounded like a job for order, doesn't it? Our ability to call divine order into action in all areas of our life and to seek balance. Now, we might want to add a little zeal to that, because to shake off darker emotions and redirect them, we might need to ignite an even deeper passion and serve as the hands and heart of God in our world. And factor number four, seeing failure as helpful feedback. Rather than internalizing failure or resorting to blaming or attacking others, a resilient person tends to look for lessons in personal failure. They might ask, what can I do better next time? Or what can I learn from this? Now, if failure is too hard a word to face this morning, we can use our power of renunciation to release it, affirming that claiming failure no longer serves us. But no matter what we call it, it is a teachable moment when we take it as such. An opportunity to regroup and use our power of understanding to see further and remember, as we know better, we do better. Another term for resilience is perseverance. My daddy used to call that grit. It means doing the right thing despite being afraid. Now, perseverance is a common thing we read about in Scripture, and the book of Hebrews points to the example of our elder brother and way shower Jesus as a model of perseverance. He endured so many trials and yet continued to fulfill his calling. Another fine example of resilience of women in the Bible is Queen Esther, who used her charm and beauty and political savvy to persuade her king to retract the order to annihilate the Jews in his kingdom. As I reread her story this week, I was struck by this quote from the chapter of Esther 4:14. For if you keep silent at such a time as this, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another quarter, but you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have come to this kingdom for such a time as this? Do you believe this morning that we are here together today for such a time as this? Does that fire your sense of purpose today? Resilience is about far more than just healing from a trauma. Resilience comes when we are blessed by Spirit to heal in ways that make us stronger than we were before our struggle. Our faith makes us resilient, because we not only can endure difficult situations knowing we are not alone, we can also find meaning in them, knowing that God is working them together for our good. Wow. Unity of New York has endured so many challenges and changes since its launching in 1999. We have faced and weathered changes in our Sunday service locations, in our offices, saying goodbye to beloved staff members and congregants. And it seems we had barely celebrated our 20th birthday when suddenly the COVID pandemic was upon us. But somehow, we have been uniquely prepared, and we have so many blessings to count. Thanks to technological advancements and our brilliant technical director, Leo, we were immediately up to speed for live streaming on Facebook and in our website. Our leadership raced into action, supplying online meetings for classes and social gatherings. We literally taught each other how to stay connected and continue to thrive and learn and grow as a community. We now know firsthand the importance of maintaining connection with our faith and our community. We know in our hearts what to do and how to do it, and we embrace that self-efficacy, that we can always make a difference in our circumstances and in our world. We have built such strong spiritual and social support, counting on seeing those familiar faces and hearing the voices in our calls together. And when weather and health has permitted, we have gathered in person, venturing fist bumps and a few hugs, just so glad to see each other in the flesh. And we will never forget all we have seen and experienced in these amazing years together. And we believe the future as well, for we are here today for times like these. So, what is your plan for today? If you watched some of the ceremonies from downtown this morning on TV, like me, I bet you've already been in prayer. But for the rest of today, I encourage us to pray and move our feet. Choose something positive for the rest of today. Pray for peace. Maybe go outside and dance in the rain. Or grin at the first little toddler you see just to see their face light up. Tempus fugit. Time flies, and already in the blink of an eye, 21 years have raced past. Take your time today to pick up the phone and call someone you love who is still on the planet and just say hello and tell them how much you love them. They will be delighted, I'm sure. You know, many cities around the world today are taking this as a day of service, a day of kindness, organizing simply to do good deeds together. And perhaps Unity of New York will be able to take part in that wonderful celebration next year. And as Leo shared with us in Karen's amazing song, tonight here in New York City, we will be able to see the tribute in lights downtown, with the phenomenal installation of 80 vertical spotlights racing into the sky representing the Twin Towers. And if you live within anywhere within the 60-mile radius that the beams shine into, look for them and take a deep breath and let them touch your heart with remembrance and resilience. Feel that uprush of spirit again that is racing to heaven, defiant and joyful. This week among the daily devotionals from One Spirit, I read this quote from American poet Toy Delacott, Joy is an act of resistance. Isn't that wonderful? And I think this morning we can read it as joy is an act of resilience as well. As we all remember and honor the importance of today, let's also share our special resilience by offering our joy. And in closing, I share with you this line from one of my mom's favorite hymns that came to me this week. Take it with you in your heart. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, be thou our guide while life shall last and our eternal home. And so it is. Amen.
Saved a soul like me. Let the strains of this magnificent hymn call you into meditation now. As we mark this special day of remembrance, we think with love and tenderness of all those who have gone before us into the arms of Spirit and forever into our hearts. As Daily Word inspired us today, we know if loneliness or sadness should shadow this day, we will pause and draw strength from our sweet memories and all the prayers in the air today. All around us now, we feel the power of Spirit and the collective love radiating from each of our hearts, from this beloved church community, from our neighborhoods, uptown and down, as we imagine the whole world pausing to remember this day and all it represents. But we stand with the courage of old, strong in the heart of Spirit today, tall and brave and uniquely prepared for the challenges of 2022. And our boundless future. How blessed we are to bear witness and hold memories in our hearts that will keep us vigilant, our eyes and hearts open to face whatever comes. And as we move into a few moments of silence together, we quiet any unease in our hearts and minds and turn our faces to the sunlight of Spirit, to summon a bright vision of rebirth and resilience flooding our hearts now, as the profound lessons of our history are transformed into wisdom, kindness, compassion, and goodness. Feel your heart opening now in the silence. We are so grateful for this moment to hold silence and stillness together, to feel our hearts calmed as God's grace assures us we know what to do and how to do it, and justice and mercy will always prevail. And so it is. Amen.
Some